Well, Jane East, after hearing a dictaphone recording of her husband and Mrs. Adams, misunderstood their dialogue and left the farm. Marge and Betty, returning home, phoned Mr. Ace that here was his chance to show Mrs. Adams the farm without interference by Jane. This episode is seen, the farm, and then to the bungalow where Jane has secretly moved with Cokey and Laura, the first of the farm. Dinner with Mrs. Adams' guest is just over. Marge, Betty, Mrs. Adams, and Mr. Ace are on the veranda.
Well, Mr. Ace, it's exactly as you described it. You couldn't have painted it any more effectively to these dress and colors.
I was hoping I hadn't oversold you.
You haven't in the slightest. I love every bit of it.
Oh, I knew you would, Mrs. Adams. Of course, how could I help it? It's the perfect setting. I'm buying it.
Well, that certainly is quick.
You know what? I'm going to say... Oh, now you hear from me.
Sure.
Oh, I'll tell you where it is.
Oh, no, Marge. Let Betty. You saw Miss Adams.
Of course. 7 minutes later. I want to call my brother. He must come out and see this. You don't mind if you come back to my room, Mr. Ray?
Mind? I'd say not. I wish you would.
You will. Don't worry about that.
Uh-huh.
Now, you and his wife have been on my way. Thank you.
Marge?
Yes?
Quickly, what happened to Jane? Where is she? I've been trying to catch your eye all through dinner. Have you been getting me to run around? You wouldn't look at me once. Where is she? What happened to Laura? Where's
I
home?
Don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean? You told me she's all right.
She is. She must be. She has the two of them with her, so she's safe.
But where did she go? I don't get
it. I don't know. All I know is that I came here this evening and found a note saying goodbye.
Goodbye?
Goodbye, and don't forget to play the guitar.
Play the guitar? Look, Marge, this is no time to try kidding me.
I'm not kidding. I told the victor.
What are you talking about? What was on it?
A record of a conversation between you and Miss Adams.
A record of...
She's interrupting me. You've got to finish what little I know of this before Mrs. Adams comes out. It seems that somehow Jane had a dictaphone recording made of your conversation with Mrs. Adams.
What?
In which it sounded as if you and Mrs. Adams were trying to get rid of it. You were, but it was wrong enough to show Mrs. Adams your farm. But the farm wasn't mentioned once anywhere. What was she to think? Away, of course, and leave it again. She did. So she left your home and board, and she's taken Cokey and Laura with her.
I'm a little bewildered here. She heard a record.
I'll get it out later. I'm giving you the facts as I pieced them together. I didn't want to say anything in front of Mrs. Adams, and besides, I didn't want to upset you. Oh, not that there's anything to be upset about. Because Jane will show up after she's had time to cool down, so don't worry about her.
But I am worried. I want to hear this record.
Not that Mrs. Adams here. You're going to spoil it all yourself if you're not careful. She's just about ready to close the deal.
Where do you think she could have gone? And if those two?
Oh, those two, if you call them. And the main reason I'm not worrying. Where she went, we'll worry about later. Let's get this business on hand out of the way.
But I can't understand why Jane...
I told you the other day that you had an idea that you and Mrs. Adams were, going steady or something.
What?
You calling up and saying you won't be home for dinner. And now this record changes.
Where could she possibly have
gone? I don't know. Here they come.
Oh.
Well, Mrs. Ace, it looks like you and your friends will have to find yourselves somewhere to sleep tonight.
What?
What do you think Mrs. Adams told her brother to do?
What?
He's bringing out all our clothes in the hotel. We're moving right in. We're really clothes.
Good night.
Tonight, if you have no objection.
Yes,
this is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll tell you what. Suppose you folks all go to my hotel. You can have our food there.
Oh, to your hotel?
Well, it's getting more sudden than ever.
There's
plenty of space in our hotel room.
Well, you are impulsive, aren't you?
I always have some impulse. And if you want to sell this farm, you better get me while I'm in the mood. The check is yours. Nice, really nice. You go to work.
Oh, the check? Well, that's... of course, sure. We don't mind.
Oh, now, you will give us a minute or two to pack before you turn us out, won't you?
That's good.
That's comforting.
But we don't have to go to your hotel, Mrs. Adams. Don't worry about that. We have a place in town, our home. We can always go there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, that's good.
Right. You're welcome to our food if you like. We're going to stay up another evening.
Oh, no, it isn't necessary. It's much simpler to go straight to the bungalow. We've got quite a classy little place in town, Mrs. Adams.
Don't describe him that to me. Start describing that to Mrs. Adams if you might decide to buy that too.
Oh.
You won't have any place to go.
Now, this is what I want. This is just what I've been looking for. It's made to order for me, even to the night noises. I'm sure my brother is going to like it too. Now, Mr. Ace, I believe you said you have the papers with you.
Oh, yes, sure. And I suppose you go in.
But my brother is bringing my check with us.
Oh, fine. Now, if you will step into the house.
Suppose Betty and I pack everything while you two are talking business.
That's the idea.
Come on,
Marty.
He's excited. No wonder he didn't bring too many things.
I bet you can't catch on to. You take any card in the deck. Come on, Mother. Take any card. Any card at all.
But you just did that one, Cokey.
No, this is another one. It just starts out the same. Take a card. There. You got it?
Yes, Cokey.
Well, don't say it so sad. I'm doing these tricks to cheer you up.
I know, Cokey, but I just
can't. No, wait. Take those kids. Look at it. See it?
Yes, Rosie.
Now, put it in the set. And it takes it off. Go on. That's it. Now I just mix them up. There, is it mixed up enough?
Yes, everything's mixed up.
Yeah. Now, what? This one. There's your card. Three of diamonds, right?
Yes. It is? Yes, Rosie.
Yeah, I wonder how I did that.
I don't know, Cokie.
You were supposed to say no. Then I show you the next one, and you say no, and then the next one, and the next one. And you keep saying no, and finally I say, well, I get 52 chances. Don't you get it, Mother? There's 52 cards in the deck. I didn't think I'd guess it the first one.
Yes, Cokie.
I wonder if I could do that again. That might be a good trick, and I don't know it. Let me see. How did I do that now?
Oh, Cokie, I don't want to see any more tricks. I don't feel like tricks.
Oh. Well, why did you say so? Why should we do that? How about some tricks? You know how to play tricks?
No, I don't feel like
that. Well, what do you know how to play, Mother?
What?
What do you know how to play? I'll play it with you. You know how to play cards, don't you?
Only bridge.
Oh, bridge. I don't know how to play bridge. But I could learn. Come on, Mother, teach me. Show me how to play bridge.
Oh, we can't play bridge now. It takes four hands to play bridge.
Four hands?
Yes.
Well, I've got two, and you've got two. That's four.
Oh, no, not four hands. Four people.
Oh, well, you said four hands. You mean eight hands.
Eight hands make two tables.
Eight hands make two tables?
Yes.
Tables have legs. They don't have hands.
What?
Did you say eight legs make two tables?
Legs? I said hands.
I thought you said hands. You mean
that... Cokie, will you please not talk so much? Here, wait a minute. If you didn't talk so much, I'll show you how to play bridge.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
We'll have to play honeymoon bridge, I guess, just the two of us.
Honeymoon bridge?
Honeymoon. No, we better not. That reminds me of him.
Uncle A?
Cokie, didn't I tell you his name was tattooed around here?
Oh, I forgot. Sure it is, especially after what I saw today. I won't forget any more, Mother.
Your face is beautiful, huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, let's get back to bridge. Now I'll show you how to play.
Gee, that's swell. I'll take John first. You'll see. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, I'll deal the cards out face up first. You can look all the hands that way, and then I can explain it. You deal the four people like this. Hey, look. Jack of Diamonds. That's him. And the King of Hearts right next to it.
What does that count?
Oh.
Yeah, what does it mean, the Jack of Diamonds and the Queen of Hearts?
It means a blonde lady is coming into his life. Oh, look, there's the King of Spades and the Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah, what is that?
That means a dark man is coming into the blonde's life. I wonder if this one could be me. Oh, I don't know, dark man.
Gee, this bridge is interesting. What next, Mother?
What?
I like bridge. What happens next?
This isn't bridge. I was just telling fortunes.
Oh, what happened to bridge?
What happened to it?
I thought you started out to show me how to play bridge.
Oh, yes. Well, I have to deal all the cards out. Now, let me see now. You deal all the cards to four people, one to each. It comes out even all the time. Each one gets 13 cards. It took me the longest time to like bridge on account of that. I would shoot the scissors about 13, but I don't mind it now. I wonder if that 13 did finally bring me this bad luck. Oh, well, there's no use crying over spoiled milk. There, see, everybody has 13 cards.
Yeah?
Now, suppose this is your hand, this one here, and you're the first one to play out. Now, we'll suppose you play the ace of spades. Play it, go ahead.
Yeah, the ace of spades. Go ahead.
All right. Now, this hand took on the two of spades. This hand took on the seven of spades. This hand took on the ten of spades. Now, you take that in. You win that one.
Why?
Because it's your trick.
My trick?
Yes.
No, my trick is a three of diamonds. Well, when I told you the three of diamonds and you said
no,
it was...
No, I don't mean that kind of a trick. I mean a trick that you...
Oh, somebody at the door.
Well, I wonder who that is. Well, I didn't go out, did
you? No, she went to bed. I'll go, Mother.
Maybe you can be. Be careful now, Cokie. Before you let anybody in, be sure to find out who it is.
Oh,
Cokie!
Well, Cokie, I wonder what those lights are doing on, but this is where you... Come on, let us in.
Oh, no, you can't.
What?
Close the door, Cokie, quick.
Oh,
let me get away from
this. Oh, no, you can't.
Can't
come in here. They stole the farm. They're living back in town. Stole the farm? No, he's
close.
They stole.
They stole the farm. Oh, no. Cokie,
didn't I tell you to
close that door?
There's a gap there.
You better all go away. Oh, yeah?
Who?
I hope to get rough, Uncle.
Yeah, boy. Close it, Jack Rock.
I will if I have to.
Close the door.
I can't. He's got his foot in the way.
Oh, maybe he has his foot out.
You better take your foot out of the way if you know what's good for you.
It looks like a lot of new business.
I don't care what it is. I'll go on and do anything. You better take your foot out of the way if you know what's good for you. I'll close it. Because I'm
going
to close this door.
Oh, wait a minute, Colby. Which foot is it?
What?
Which foot is it? His right or left?
It's his right.
Oh, that's the one he's got a corn on. Be careful now.
You better change too, Uncle Ace, because I'm going to close this door if it's a left.
You better go to Mrs. Adams, huh? All right, Colby, close that door. Corn or no corn? That's the last straw.
Oh, that made a move. I got rid of her, Mother.
Now the last on the other side.
Look at this James in the driver's seat now, thanks to Mr. Race's hasty sale of the farm. Just how Mr. Race gets back into her good graces, we'll learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.